Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
About half of New England's households are on septic systems, and that's the highest proportion in the country. For decades, most conventional systems have done pretty well, removing pollutants and pathogens, but they're not very good at removing nitrogen, which is in human waste. Too much nitrogen can wreak havoc on coastal ecosystems, decimating shellfish beds and causing massive fish kills. As reporter Jill Kaufman explains, recent research indicates that even some of the best equipment isn't all that effective.
So I'm going to really just flip through these first few slides because this has been covered well.
On the screen, just behind Sarah Wigginton, a soil researcher at the University of Rhode Island, is a graphic of how nitrogen flows through a household wastewater treatment system into a coastal ecosystem.
Conventional systems do a terrible job at removing nitrogen, no more than 30%, sometimes zero. So these reactive forms of nitrogen get into our groundwater, our coastal ecosystems, cause algal blooms, eutrophication, and fish kills.
Wigginton is part of the New England On-Site Wastewater Training Program, a place where experienced septic system designers, installers, and engineers take classes to keep up their licensure. On this day, about 30 men and women are in a small auditorium. In coastal New England and elsewhere, the problem with excess nitrogen is an ongoing issue. For a year, Wigginton and others took data from new high-tech septic systems around Narragansett Bay, and many of the systems weren't removing nitrogen at the level they were manufactured to do. So what goes into the soil goes into the watershed.
We know that effluent and concentrations are not monitored after system insulation in Rhode Island. And that could lead to higher nitrogen inputs into the ecosystem because we really just don't know what's going on after we install them.
Not monitored in Rhode Island because right now it's not required. And in general, septic systems are out of sight, out of mind, unless something visibly goes wrong.
This is experience-wise. So all service providers have a lot of little wastewater treatment plants.
From the back of the room, people start asking questions. What kinds of adjustments were done to the systems? Were the technicians who installed them qualified? These are industry people who get their hands dirty. They know just how many variables need to be considered before building something that uses a series of tanks and pipes and soil. Still, it doesn't matter how sophisticated or advanced the design unless you're checking, and that's required in Massachusetts.
Our assumption is if you're not watching them and you're not maintaining them, they're not working.
George Hoyfelter is at the Barnstable County Department of Health and Environment, which is for all of Cape Cod. The Cape is a populated, sensitive sandbar of an ecosystem where 85% of the homes are on septic systems.
And the only thing that Massachusetts has done that is probably exceeds what Rhode Island or New York has done is requiring a fairly rigorous monitoring of the systems to prove themselves.
And all new systems on Cape Cod are now connected to an extensive database, Hoyfelter says. And if the company hired to manage the homeowner's system doesn't report nitrogen levels into the database, county health monitors know.
There are certain states which aren't requiring it, but they should be serviced.
Jonathan Cardinal is a project manager at the Andrew J. Foss Company, which makes a variety of advanced wastewater systems. He's based in New Hampshire, one of the states that doesn't require system checking, but he works all over New England. Cardinal says Massachusetts wastewater regulations are rightly stringent for these advanced systems.
They usually require quarterly or they require semi-annual testing. So right then and there, you can tell if the system, how the system is doing.
These advanced systems start at about $10,000, but without a maintenance contract, Cardinal says no matter how good it is, if something goes wrong, it is 100% on the homeowner.
If these systems are not serviced, they will not supply the results that they are designed for because they have to be cleaned, they have to be adjusted sometimes.
It's a lot of people doing a lot of decentralized work. Why not just hook up every house in every town to a single treatment plant where there's one tightly regulated wastewater stream to manage? George Hoyfelter on Cape Cod says, first of all, it's not affordable for towns to build. And he remains a fan of localized systems as long as they're managed right.
If you ask anybody in the on-site field, is it good for everywhere, would say no. But it is good for some places. It's simple, sustainable, and it keeps the waste closest to the source of the waste.
It's having skin in the game. Keep the waste close to the source, and those making it may take more responsibility in cleaning it up. Creative, less expensive solutions do exist, and Hoyfelder gets very excited about the potential of composting toilets, which can remove 90% of nitrogen. But he says the social acceptance of something like that is a long way off. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.